Warmest welcome everyone to a new episode of the Business and Dreams podcast. My name is,
Welcome.
yes, welcome. My name is Vendla.
And my name is Camilla, and we are the founders of Business and Dreams, where we empower women to live their dream life and their dream careers.
Yes,
So happy
something
to
you
have you here.
said. Yes,
Yes.
and something you said a few episodes ago, I thought it was so good. You said your dream life is a fact. Like your potential to
Yes.
live your dream life is a fact. And I think that is
Yes.
the message that we want to spread through these episodes, right?
Exactly. It is really a fact. It's not, someone's opinion or like it is a fact that everything you dream of is already out there. I love to think about it that way. That, that the money you have is already out, that the money you want, the place you want to live in, like everything is already here. It's just a matter of you have something blocking you because it's not something new that's going to be created. It's about you grabbing these opportunities, attracting them to you. And what is it that is blocking you? And that is something I want to talk about in this episode because there is one block that I think is very, very important, especially for women, that is a big blocker from you and your goal and dream.
Yes.
So, are you ready to hear what this block is?
Yes, tell us.
Yes, I think one of the biggest blockage women have, that is the feeling of worthiness. The feeling of worthiness. And this is extremely important to be aware of this one, I think, because it can be on a deep subconscious level that you don't believe you are worth it, or it's too good to be true, kind of. And if you think it's too good to be true, that is not a good thing, because that means you don't believe this to be just something normal that could happen to you. And then that is means that you don't have the beliefs that supports your goal and your dream. So I think a lot of people go around and they think they are worthy of certain things, Like I maybe think like, oh, I am worthy of living this lifestyle and this, but then once you do it, you feel this little sense of guilt or little sense of, oh my God, something bad gonna happen now when I have it so good, Or you feel that little sense of, should I be working harder? Or, worthiness thoughts that are lingering. And that means that you are not really fully there with your beliefs that this could be possible for real. And it's not something that's going to be taken away from you. It's not something you need to fight harder for, to keep or to get. And I think a lot of women have it there. Some have it unconscious, but some have it very deep, like in the subconscious instead.
Yes, and we have heard that also in Business and Dreams Academy when people were or our participants were thinking about their goals and dreams. And I think first of all when because one thing we do in our program is that we create a vision board, and I think that those thoughts they appeared even in that stage when people like, am I really worthy of that dream life? Can I really dream this big? Kind of like that. And that is also something that we have heard along the journey, the feeling of maybe not feeling worthy or something. So how do you think that, so you said a bit that you can get this, you get really these thoughts, like, am I really worthy of this? Because I was wondering a ways you can understand that maybe this feeling of unworthiness is blocking you. Would you say that you actually get this like thoughts, or is it any other way you can, like more subtle ways you can understand that this could be blocking you?
I would say that you can understand it. I mean, it, and also I think, like you said, it can come in two ways. Either it's blocking you to even dream. So because you don't even allow yourself to dream. So it could be a blocker there that you don't think you're worthy of these amazing things, or you're afraid to be disappointed if they don't happen. And then it can be once you have dreamed, and you're gonna reach it, then it could be blocking you. And I think, yeah, how you discover it is once you experience something nice, can you fully enjoy it? Can you fully enjoy it? And not because you feel like you're worried, like you have to do something to be worth it, just because it's nice. You know what I mean? And I think that's the big difference. Are you enjoying it because you feel like, oh, I've been working so hard for this, or I've been doing this, and that's why I can enjoy it? Because that means that you depend your worthiness on something, on your hard work. It's not unconditional. But I think the best worthiness you can develop is the unconditional worthiness. Because if you look at a best friend or a family member, you don't think that, you know, like, I want to give you this gift, but you have to work for it first. You know, like, you just think they are worthy because how they are, you know, just
Yeah.
as being, you know.
Sounds so funny when you say it like that.
Yeah.
So true. Oh,
So
yeah.
it's really about, like, and also, like, when you think about the babies, they don't think they, am I worthy of my mom's milk? They just are, like, they just are born like that. And the same for animals. They don't think, like, am I worthy of, the rabbit doesn't think, am I worthy of eating this carrot? So this is really a human construction that is created later in life. So after we babies and we are learning maybe from society, from growing up, that if we don't do things, we might not be worthy of the certain things. And so it's so important when you enjoy something, if you get something nice, are you being able to guilt-free just enjoy it for no reason at all? And not to escape your emotions either, because that doesn't count either. That you maybe are enjoying it because, you know, I don't want to do the, like, you know, do you know what I'm like? I'm eating ice cream because I don't want to feel my anxiety. I mean, just enjoy it for the sake of it, kind of. And I think this is also something we unfortunately also do against each other, that can turn negative. That the same, for instance, with a compliment, you're a good girl, it comes with good intentions, but it can also lead to negative consequences. And I think the same here. When we tell, like, someone else, like, you worked so hard for this, you worth it, you worth it, like, you're worth this job or this prize or this vacation, enjoy it, you're worth it. That
That's
means, that
so common.
implies, yeah, and that implies that is something I noticed lately, that that implies that this is not something you can just get. You need to be worth it to get it. And that means you can also be unworthy of it. Exactly. And that means that you could maybe start doubting, am I really worthy of it? Or am I unworthy? Because now there are all of a sudden two options here. Instead of just, like, it's possible and it's everyone is worth everything, you know,
I never
if you
thought
want
it
to
in
enjoy it.
that way. I thought it like
Yeah.
it's strange that we say it like that, like you're so worth it, well-deserved vacation, stuff like that. But I haven't
Yeah.
thought about if you say that, there's actually an opposite to it, like you are
Yeah.
not worth it during these and these this and this condition.
Yeah, exactly. So what were the conditions, you know? So it is something that society do, like we do in society, that I have realized can really bring out negative consequences, especially if you have been growing up with this and you may be always asking yourself in your mind, like, am I really worthy? You have a doubt about it because of these type of comments and other things as well, but they can make it so these subconscious beliefs stays, that you have maybe, and that maybe makes you have the belief that you have to work hard in order to be worth certain thing. And how hard is that? Who decides that, you know? And
I
if
think
no
that
one decides it, you're gonna put maybe the bar, like, super high when you could have put it super low. You know what I mean?
That is very interesting. And I think that so many of us grew up in like households with maybe moms who were very busy all the time and worked a lot. And I remember actually one thing that I remember a lot from my childhood, maybe teen years or whatever. And I just saw a woman, I think it was in NK in Stockholm, like is it called gallery? No, it's called like a mall. Not gallery, a mall in Stockholm. And it was just this woman, and she looked very like put together, very classy. And she was just sitting there like a random Saturday during the middle of the day and having a glass of wine and a very nice meal. And she was just sitting there and enjoying herself. And I remember that I'd never seen something like that. Like someone who feels maybe worth it, that is the right word, to just relax and enjoy herself, guilt-free, so to speak. That was really like, wow, you know, because I always had the impression that you had to be of use all the time or provide value and look for others, but just a sitter and enjoy your own time. And I also remember when we were at a wedding, maybe 1 or 2 years ago, I had this feeling. I don't know if I would call it unworthiness, but it was such a like a nice like big wedding, and you know, I felt just so privileged to be at that wedding. It was in London, like a very, very nice wedding, and I remember that I felt some form of, I don't know if I would call it guilt or unworthiness, but I just thought about like, who am I to enjoy all of this when there are so many people in the world like right now not having this? So I think that could be a common thought, that who am I to enjoy my life so much when so many people are not having it this nice? So what would your comment be if you had that sense of like maybe guilt or whatever, that so many other people are not experiencing the life that you are right now?
It's like you're not helping them by feeling guilty. You know what I
Yeah,
mean? So
exactly.
it's better that you enjoy, and then you can also, of course, give, but give of a place from that you have more than you need, you know? It's not it's not from a place of so it's like you have and then you can give, instead of thinking I have but I shouldn't enjoy it and I have to give. Like, it's two different feelings, you know, to give from. And I mean, I think a very clear example of this is, for instance, if you have a dog, you don't think like you have to work or do something to be able to come with us on vacation. You know what I mean? You just think like, of course you're worthy of coming on vacation. You're amazing, just like you are the dog. So many people say, like you said, for instance, well-deserved vacation. You know, the vacation, it's not like you're worthy of it. You are worthy of having a life that feels like a vacation. Like a
Exactly.
dog, you know?
Can you
I
please
always bring
answer
out
that? I'm
always
worthy of a
bring
lot. Yeah,
yeah.
sorry.
I always like bring up dogs as example here, but you know, a dog kind of have a life almost like a vacation, you know. They eat, they play, they go on walks, you know, they don't work, so to speak, you know. And it's not like you ever think like, you know, you're not really worthy of this life. You have to work too, you know. No, they just live their life and they enjoy it, and no one ever wants them to feel guilty about it. It's not like the world would be better if the dogs felt a bit guilty about it. So
That's
you're not
such a great
helping
example.
anyone with that, you know, you're not helping anyone.
Yeah, that's exact same insight I got as well, that you know, me being happy is not taking away from anyone else's happiness, and me
No.
being healthy is not making anyone else less healthy, for example.
Yes.
So let's it's so interesting, because let's take that wedding again, and if I had that feeling, you know, as I described, but
Yeah.
what if I were in a lesser nice environment? Then all of a sudden I wouldn't have that feeling that I had like 2 years ago, but it's like no one else is better or worse off, you know. It's so
Yeah.
weird. So no one else is having it worse off that I am having an amazing time. So it's so
Yeah.
interesting that we can get these feelings when we're having a great time, but not when we're having a bad time. Like, why
Yeah.
aren't we having these feelings when we're having a bad time? Because that's actually when we're not able to influence the world in the best way, because we are not the
Yeah.
happiest ourselves. So I think it's
Yeah.
so important to talk about this. And yeah, it's so important, because otherwise, I think also, as you said, you can both have this block that blocks you from dreaming really big to really even feel worthy of that dream life. But also, as you said, once you're there, you can be like, oh, am I really worthy of all this? And then maybe you will start to self-sabotage and take away from your own life because you don't feel worthy of it. So I think this is such an important topic, I must say, to really talk about and to be aware of.
Yes, exactly. So to feel guilt and to feel worthiness, the kind of the opposite, to understand these is super important. And one way could be, like we said, to treat yourself as a VIP sometimes to see if you feel any guilt or if you can't fully enjoy it. And if you feel any guilt, to try to work with these emotions and thoughts, like what are you thinking, and become aware of those so you can change those. Because you have to change those, because you can't, like, you can never get more than you think you're worthy of. And
That is
enjoy
a good
that.
one.
And
That is a
enjoy
good
it.
one.
And maybe you can, but you won't enjoy it. And you want to enjoy it. That's the purpose of that, you know? I mean, the real purpose is like the growth and the development and expansion, but you want certain things because you want to enjoy them. You never have a dream and like, I want this dream, but I also want to feel guilt at the same time, you know? No one wants that.
Oh my God.
So it's like a super important emotion and thought. I'm saying this to myself too, because I have definitely the reason why we even bring this up is because I sometimes notice that with myself when I experience certain dreams become a reality or close to it, and I can definitely be challenged by these emotions. So it's something I'm actively working on myself too to develop even more. And I think it's kind of a constant journey as well.
For sure.
But especially women that are also moms, I mean, oh my God, the guilt
Oh,
moms seems to
exactly.
feel for different reasons. I think there should be like whole programs and courses only on this topic for women in general.
Yeah, women are shamed when even either when they are with their kids and they're like, oh, why aren't you working? Or but also when they are working, like, oh, why aren't you with your kids? So there's like this constant guilt from society. So it's not very easy to feel worthy of anything that you do
And from
yourself.
women towards each other also. That's why I'm like, we need to create a movement of for this to stop, that we don't think about worthiness that way.
And also maybe this is, I don't know if this is a side track or not, but it's also a bit with worthiness, because one thing we have heard in Business and Dreams Academy is that worthiness of taking up space, for example, on social media, that you don't feel worthy of, you know, other people's attention and time. So I don't know if that is the same, if that is connected, or if it's another type of worthiness.
I think all worthiness are kind of connected. I mean, it's the same type of feeling, you know. Once again, would you tell like your dog isn't worthy of taking up space on social media? Me either, you know what I mean? You'd be like, of course, it's super cute, you know. So it's really
Very
something
true.
we kind of construct on ourselves, that we need to be a certain way or certain, you know, things, have these conditions on ourselves in order to get something. And these are just something we put there. And instead of just removing them and just go straight for our dreams.
Yes, I love this conversation. I think it's so important. I absolutely love it that we are all worthy of everything. And yeah, you know, everything that you dream of, you're worthy of that. So I really think what you said, it's really it could be the main thing that is blocking you right now, that you don't feel worthy of your dreams. So yeah, such an important conversation. I really
I
think
mean,
so.
I guess that emotion was there for a reason. Maybe if you like steal something, that you should feel guilty, or you know, if you do something wrong. But I think this is emotions where this is scenarios where it kind of could be good to feel some guilt. I mean, it shows that you're a nice human being, that you're not like a psychopath, you know, if you make like a bank robbery and you feel guilty or something like that. But the problem is when the guilt comes to when you're doing something good for yourself, then the guilt has is not helping you or anyone else at all. So I
But yeah,
think
I just
you should just have guilt in the right scenarios.
Yeah, prison or like criminal people, they should still have a little bit of guilt. That is
Yeah.
our message. Like, you shouldn't rob a bank not feeling guilty. But yeah,
Yeah.
that's a good point. But as you said, I think that evolutionary speaking, it must come from, when we were in tribes and there were a fixed amount of resources. And if you took all of the resources, that is, I think that then maybe, you feel shame and not worth of it because that's not something you should do, because then you will be excluded from your tribe. So perhaps that's where it comes from, but then we associate it with the wrong things, that
Yeah.
happiness, it's not a fixed resource. So you
Yeah,
can be as
exactly.
happy as you want. You're not taking away from someone else's happiness.
Exactly, exactly. You're rather spreading it to others,
Yeah, exactly.
and the
That's
same
the
if you
thing.
fill up your energy with something, you can also spread more to others. So it's like it's the opposite. So yeah, it's really like it has been contaminated to the wrong areas of our lives.
Yeah. And also, like, for example, if say it was a tribe back in the days and they were building something and then you were resting all day and not contributing to that, then people would probably be angry with you and like, what are you doing? Like, we're putting in this work and you're not working. So, and I think that that is also a thing that you should, did you feel guilty for not working? I feel that so many people have a hard time actually resting on their vacation because they feel like they should do something all the time. And I think that's where it comes from. But really, you're not doing any service to the world when you're constantly like working all the time and you're not resting and recharging. So it's really about setting boundaries and realizing that you're worth your rest.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this is it L'Oreal that have like the slogan, I'm worth it, or because you're worth it, or something. I heard it recently. And I think I don't know what their purpose is with it now, but I think in the at least before it was like treat you with this because you're worth it, kind of. And that's not a question you should ask yourself. Like, I'm gonna treat myself with this gift because I'm worth it. It's more a question, do you want it? Like, how
Yes.
much do you want it? How much is it aligned with your dream life? Like that future you, what would she advise you to do? That's the question. Worthiness, of course, you're worth anything, whatever you want. So it's not the right question to ask yourself,
Yeah. Can I end also with a bit of a feminist perspective on this?
Yes.
Yeah, so I saw an influencer and she's like, I know she's like a health influencer, fitness influencer, and she's been like working with us for like 10 years and she's doing so many amazing things. And then she posted a picture. She never posts like anything materialistic, I would say. So, but then she posted a picture of her with a car, like a very nice car. And then she wrote this very long caption, like, I was not sure if I should post this because I feel like I'm bragging and I came from nothing and now I made something and I bought a house for my parents and blah blah, this long explanation, like, yeah, I kind of want to celebrate this without feeling guilty and blah blah blah. And it was so interesting, the comments, they were so supportive. They were like, of course, you don't have to explain why you're treating yourself and blah blah. So I got so uplifted by that. And also one person said, like, a man would never have this explanation to be like, yes, I made it, I bought this car. They don't, I don't feel that they had the same kind of issue with feeling worthy, that they're more like, do I
No.
want it or not, as you said, if I may generalize a bit. So I thought that was a good point. Whenever you're like, it's good to sometimes think from another person's perspective, and whenever you're having these feelings, think about what would a man do. That can be kind of
Yes,
healthy sometimes.
I think women especially, it's so big difference in these feelings of worthiness of guilt compared to men. And that's why it's so important for us to kind of get that turnaround around this guilt and worthiness. So because that's a like especially for women, the biggest like one of the biggest blocks, I think. So let's change this and just see that worthiness is just a given. We don't even have to say it, to each other. It just is for sure.
So love this conversation and I hope that you liked it as well. Feel free to DM us if you got any insight or maybe post it on your story if you liked it. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to this episode and I can't wait to see you in the next one.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye bye.